Player Really Good. This is episode 177. I'm tired. I'll admit it, I'm tired. Dude, my dog Kiwi last night woke me up like four times to go poop outside, so that was pretty cool. And honestly, around the fourth time, I was just like, hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to find the bruh sound effect. Where is it? Wait, what is that? I don't even remember adding this sound effect. What would that even do? Whoa! Whoa!
Bruh.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Holy moly. Look, check this shit out, huh? You can see myself on the screen over there. So if I'm looking over here a lot, that's why. This is the first episode of the new, in the new set, in the new studio, man. Check this shit out, bro. Check it out, man. We worked so hard on this shit, man. And now it's cool because it's like, it's chill. You can see my legs now and shit, right? I have legs, believe it or not. I have two of them. Yeah, man, this has been, on the Patreon, we're going to do sort of a longer, sort of in-depth tour, like an architectural digest type shit, where we go through in detail, because there's a whole section over there that you can't see. That's the guest section. So when we have some guests, I'm going to try to have some guests next week so you guys can see it. We got the, really quick, guys, if you are listening to this audio and only listening to it and not watching it, you're missing out, dude. You're fucking missing out. You're missing out on quality shit for your eyes, okay? I gotta talk about getting this fucking space. Nothing like a warm Red Bull at fucking 8 p.m. to really get you going. So I decided to like really start taking the podcast like seriously. I always have. I mean, as seriously as you can take it. And also, really quick warning for y'all. I don't have any of my sound effects loaded up onto this soundboard, so it's just going to be me, man. This is going to be acapella podcast. I'm going to have to do the fucking... I'm going to have to do all the sound effects myself. Bruh. You know? I gotta eat. What are the other ones I got? Curtis Connor's advice segment. I fucking nailed that. But no, back in like July, August, I was like, man, the podcast is like, it's fun. You know, I'm doing it every week and it's really nice. It's like sort of therapeutic for me in a way. Dude, how's this man spreading, bro? Yo, never let him know where you're going next, even if you're sitting down. I had the idea to like get a space in, July of 2021. Cause I was like, you know, I've been doing it for a while, doing the podcast for a long time, and I need to fucking, you know, spice it up a little bit. I need to give people what they want, you know, give people a little change. Oh, fuck, I forgot to turn that light on. Hold up. Hold on. Let's fucking go, dude. Okay, so July and August, I was looking around the town where I live. You know, to find a studio, to find a place where I could have so I could renovate it, make it look how I want to, and I found there was one right by my house, like literally a 2-minute drive, and I like called the real estate agent. I was like, "Can I have that one, please?" And they're like, "Oh, we sold that one like months ago." And I was like, "Well, there's still a sign on the lawn, so you should probably take that down." And they're like, "Yeah," and that was the end of that. So that was good on their part for sure. Good business on their end. You know, take the sign down, you know, I'm going to take it down myself. So if you see a burning for sale sign, it's not because it is because it's sold, but it's out of spite. So the next place I found, it's in this like, dude, you'll like, y'all are never going to find this place. It is, I am so tucked away. I'm in the weirdest spot and I love it. There's like other normalized businesses here. And then I'm here like, bruh, you know, balls. I can't do the echo effect right now. For next episode, I will. Okay. I'll have the sound effects lined up, but, yeah, I got it in August. Okay. Let me explain. I got it in August. I got this office in August and, it was a lot like these walls. They're very yellow, right? They're very bright and yellow. They were shit brown when we got, dude, this room and this rug, we bought it. We put it down. Like if you saw the real rug, you'd lose your lunch. Okay. You'd lose your lunch. You'd go, where is it? Oh, it's on the floor. I fucking puked it up. Okay. Cause this building is depressing. And like the fucking trim was brown. We painted it white. But the thing about putting light, okay, a little Property Brothers moment here. I am the fourth Property Brother. Do you guys know there was a third one? He's like an emo Property Brother. Which is really funny because he's like so forgotten. They never talk about him. they never talk about the third Property Bro. Which is pretty fucked up. He's like even like Kevin Jonas gets talked about more than the third Property Brother. Guys, go check out the third Property Brother. You know what? This will be a perfect opportunity to see what this shit's going to look like on the screen. Because now I have all this free real estate on the screen here. I could just show you what I'm seeing. So, okay. I'm going to Google the third Property Brother. Also, I'm using my phone for Wi-Fi because I don't have Wi-Fi yet. Yo, check this shit out. Look at that dude on the right. Dude, what does that feel like to be the third Property Brother? And you're like emo. Yo, that fucking backsplash needs to be black. It needs to be jet black. And they're like, yeah, that was the pilot. The original pilot had all three of the brothers. And the two pilots had, I mean, sorry, the two, like, Drew and Scott, or whatever the fuck their names are.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They were like really good tips. They had like really good ideas for all the rooms. And then he would come in, the third one. He'd be like, yeah, we need like a fucking from first to last poster, like on that wall. And on that wall, we're going to like have little hooks. You can put all your fucking like studded belts. It's going to be fire. And they're like, and the producers are like, hey, Property Brothers, you guys are great. You two, you're going to go really far. You're going to be fucking rich as hell. You? You're emo. You're the emo Property Brother. Dude, this picture. This is I got like a booger that will not come out. Come out. It's fine. We'll accept you as a booger. This picture sums it up perfectly. These two being like, yeah, we're the property brothers. And then the third one being like, just wait till you turn around. You guys are going to die. The red dude, he looks like he should be in My Chemical Romance. That's so funny. Okay. What was I saying? Yeah. We went all Property Brother on this shit, bro. When I say we went fucking Property Brothers, I want to say Jenna went Property Brothers on this shit. Real quick before we get into actually me talking about it, Jenna, fucking crushed this like so hard. I have like a very limited, like set of skills. It's like, I can film a video. I could write a joke. I can do that shit. But like making things look good and like cohesive, and just pleasing to the eye and like having a vision and then making it, it's like I struggle with that so much, but Jenna just fucking nails it. Cause she's like a perfectionist in that sense, which I admire so much because I'm just like, man, it's fine. There's like so many times where like something was like not crooked, like normal on this shelf, or like something over there is crooked. And I was like, yeah, well, they're not going to notice. No one's going to notice. It's on camera. Like it's so far away. Just fucking lazy and be like, yeah, it's fine. But no, she, you know, I told her what I wanted. I was like, I have the idea for my podcast studio, or it was her idea. I can't remember, probably hers, but, we decided like, it'd be cool to make a room, like sort of like a, you know, like a cool older brother from like a early 2000s movie, you know, skateboard on the wall, fucking CDs and shit, like random crap, you know, a fucking cool chair, right? Like a chill, like it, because the thing is, I've heard a lot, I've seen a lot of comments on this podcast where it was like, I feel like I'm just talking to a friend, you know, in which I want that, you know, I want my podcast to be like, you know, you're catching up with a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, but he's not letting you get a fucking word in, and but you're fine with it. So that was the vibe we went for. So we got paint, and dude, there's 4 coats of paint on these walls. 4 coats. And it's warm in here. That's why. It is actually, I have a fan going right there. And that's why it's so warm in here, because there's so many coats. There's so many parkas on the wall, okay? So that took a while. And dude, like, we did drag our feet a little bit, mostly because of me, because I was like, because Jenna would always be like, we should go to the office and like, you know, get some stuff done, like paint and everything. And I was like, I have a video I gotta do. I have to edit. So we'd go like slowly. Oh, Dean's FaceTiming me. You have silver hair. So that was Dean. He dyed his hair. Little cameo from Dean. What was I fucking saying? Oh yeah, and I would drag my feet a lot, being like, I have a video I gotta do. I have a stream. I gotta play Minecraft. I have a job to do. This is important. But we would go on these trips to like Hamilton. We went to fucking Woodstock a bunch of times because we wanted to do vintage, right? We wanted to do U-shape. I want to sit in a chair that's been like cummed in, you know what I mean? Like that has character, right? I want to sit in a chair that like someone's cried in. Like someone's probably been dumped in this chair, bro. You know what I mean? Like this seems like a chair that would be in like a 70s bachelor pad of like the worst guy ever, right? His name's like fucking, is that plugged into the right thing? Yeah, it is. Holy shit, I thought I didn't have any audio rolling. I would have freaked out. But no, yeah, this looks like a fucking like the guy who had this chair had like a glass pool table. You know what I mean? That's the type of guy. And he had like glass balls, like glass billiards ball and glass fucking like pool cues. He never played them because they'd break, you know? He was dating 90 girls and he had glass, he had a glass pool table and no furniture except for this. Not even though. It was like on the wall. it was stuck to the wall. It was art. Anyways, so we go to like these vintage markets and we'd look through everything to like try to find cool furniture for the studio. So that's where we got this chair. That's where we got the guest chairs. Some stuff is from like Structube and IKEA. Sorry. But all the art on the wall is thrifted. Thrifted. Boom. That old Macintosh computer. Boom. That is definitely on and it works. And I set up a video and it's not just a piece of green felt fabric over the wall so we can put anything I want to on there. That's crazy. What else? Pretty much everything, man. It feels good. It feels good to finally get it done. And once we painted the walls, everything happened so fast because we were like, oh, this looks so much better. I'm so excited to make it look like how it should look. Because we couldn't do anything before the walls were painted, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think if there was like a thing that we wanted to get but couldn't, but I feel like everything was pretty much how we pictured it. It went really well. And we got the fucking skateboard, really good skateboard with the logo from Brandon, which is fucking so sick. If we ever get a new logo, I'll just like put it on top. But I don't think I'll get another logo. But man, fucking dude, I wish you could see that over there because there's a Spider-Man 2 poster over there. And it's fucking sick. It looks awesome. That's what I'm looking at the whole time, and it looks great. Fuck, what else has been going on, man? But I mean, sorry. Moral, this is where it's gonna be. This is a new podcast setup. If you guys want to do like a, if you guys want to check out the Patreon, like I said, we're gonna do a full like tour type thing. Like Architectural Digest, you know, open door type thing. To be like, because back here, dude, there's tons of shit back here on this shelf that you can't even see, bro. I didn't want to. Well, there's just like a Mario Kart game. It's only like one shelf you can't see. What should we get into, huh? Okay, let's check the notes, huh? Let's check the fucking notes. Also, it is like I have to record here. Like later now, because I can't be recording podcasts when there's like, cause there's like other businesses in this building. So I can't just be like, oh, you ever fart on your balls, you know? And someone's like, Jesus Christ, and they fucking puke on their laptop. Oh, also another podcast news for dude, 400,000 subscribers. Give it up. I'd be pressing the applause button right now, dude. But I can't. Because I'm not prepared. Sorry. I was busy helping Jenna build a fucking set, okay? Because if it was up to me, man, everything you would see on this, it would be crooked. Everything would just be a little askew. And if it, like, hurt your eyes, you'd be like, why didn't you just fucking try a little harder? And I'd be like, I didn't want to. But yo, 400,000 subscribers, bless up. Thank you. That's huge. So this is, yeah, I was like waiting to do like maybe episode 200. We could unveil the new studio, but like, fuck it. That's like so long from now. 20 weeks? 28 weeks? What is this, a movie about zombies? No, it's a podcast about me. Damn. There's never been a zombie podcast. Or never mind, there for sure has been. You know how, like, there's probably one that's, like, a scripted thing. It's like, the runners fucking infected everyone. What's up with that shit? Zombie movies, they never just call them zombies, you know? Walking Dead is, like, walkers. There's, like, runners, and there's, like, they have different names for them and shit. Why do that? Call them zombies. And it's always like, they always crush it with the names too. That's what's so annoying about it. They fucking nail it. You know what I mean? Like, walkers is perfect. What are other names for zombies? What the fuck? Red? Oh, no, Zedheads. I thought I said redheads. This thing said Zedheads. That's so funny. Okay, well, there's nothing. Okay, you know what I mean, though? A movie has to do that. Yo, watch out for the redheads. They're going to fucking kill you. Was this saying zombie podcast? It was just basically what I was thinking in my brain is like this, but like me, them going like for like 45 minutes. And then it's like, all right, now a sponsor from fucking Current. That's the only thing they say correctly. So thank you for 400,000 subscribers. Who would have thought, man? I started this podcast in my apartment 2017. I think. Was it 2018? I think it was 2018. I don't fucking know, dude. Started in my kitchen in my apartment. And I had like, I think I had like 20,000 subscribers on YouTube on my main channel at the time. And I was like, this is it. This is all I'm going to be, and this podcast will be fun, hopefully, for a few people. And now look at this shit, man. That's fucking crazy. So if you've been listening from the beginning, like episode one, fucking thank you. That's crazy. Because who would have thought, man? Look at this shit. Investing in myself? What? And if this is your first episode, man, fucking thank you. But where were you? Where were you? Huh? Where the fuck were you at? Huh? Comment. Comment below where you've been the last fucking 4 years. Oh, also, I got a YouTube's coming out. Boom. Put that on the screen. I got a YouTube's coming out. Little guy. And a Kiwi plush is coming out as well. So that's pretty exciting. I've been working with them for months now to get this figure going. And the Kiwi plush. And I'm fucking stoked, man. You're going to have a little Kurt. He's been sitting on my desk, and he's really cool. He goes like that. And it's just fucking cool, man, because it's not a... And I know I've talked shit on people who collect Funko Pops, but this is different, okay? It's, like, cool because it's me, okay? If it's me, then it's fine. If it's anyone else, freaking nerdy. Also, it works like a voodoo doll, too, but, like, only good things. I had that work it in. You know, if you can, like, pat it on the head, right, you can... give it, like, cash. You know? That works for U2s. You know who does need a U2s is U2. And then they could be like, did you get U2s? And everyone be like, no. Why the fuck would I buy that? Yeah! Hola, hello, hola, go buy my U2s. dude, I gotta fucking talk about this shit, bro. Oh my god, I had closest I've ever come to like a fucking mental breakdown, like a fucking panic attack. I was here. I was here painting and stuff, so I was already like fucking stressed and shit. I had a brand deal that I needed to post, that ended up not being too good, that I learned about after. So I was already like stressing to do that, but they sent the, I'll talk about that in my bonus episode. I don't want to fucking enter here, but, they sent stuff for me to like say and like put on every story caption that needed to be on there. And so I was like, okay, cool. I have a fucking like Monday, whatever, like the dashboard thing where you like organize your shit you have to do. My management like has that for me and all the other clients so we can like see where all our shit is. So I copy and pasted everything. I like copied and pasted it. I open up a notes app in my phone to be like, just to paste it in there. So I have it as a reference. And I was too lazy to open a new note. So I opened my one note that I have that I've had since 2013 of all the jokes that I write. If I have an idea, I'll fucking type it in there. Right. And I'll be like, okay, that's an idea for a joke. I'll work on it later. And I have jokes from literally like almost 10 years ago. And it's a really, really long list. So I typed it in there, I pasted it in there, and since it's a fucking 10-year-old list and it's so big, my phone froze because I pasted it in there and it was like, I'm loading every single thing you've ever typed in your life. But hey, guess what? Is this an iPhone 13? Yes, it is. I'm not trying to flex. Okay, this is important for the story. This is an iPhone 13, and it freezes when it tries to load a note. Seriously, dude? All right, Apple, looks like you've gone rotten. Looks like you got a bruise. Looks like this Apple is bruised. What the fuck? That's me when I walk into the Apple store at the Genius Bar. I'm like, hey, check it out. And then the guy who works there, he's like, looks like this apple is bruised. And I'm like, you're right. And then we make out and then we fight each other to death. And I win every time. I win every time. I turn these fucking Apple geniuses into applesauce, bro. Stomping on them, you know? I hope that's covered by Apple Care. Puh, bitch. You know what I mean? Right in the dongle. Kicked you right in the dongle, didn't I? What was I saying? Right, so anyways. My phone, the Notes app freezes. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll close the Notes app. I swipe up, right? Swipe up on the Notes app and close it. And I reopen it. And when I open my note, everything is just gone. Everything is gone. Not the thing I pasted in. None of the jokes are there. And I'm like, okay. Oh, that's weird. So I just like, I'm randomly like tapping buttons. And then like the letter M shows up. So it's just M on the note. And then I'm like, keep pressing buttons. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I'm closing the app. I'm reopening it. I'm like trying to edit, undo shit. But like something happened where it got frozen and I typed something. Something got typed and I couldn't undo it. So I posted on my, I was fucking freaking out. I was in my car fucking yelling, screaming at the top of my lungs. And I never do that. Obviously. and I always do that. No, I was like screaming, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like I was crying, man. I was freaking out. Cause like, I don't have any material saved. Cause I'm an idiot. I didn't back it up to the cloud. Okay. It looks like that Apple is busted. But so I'm fucking freaking out. So I posted my story. I'm like, can anyone help me, please? And everyone's like, I get so many DMs from people trying to help, which is really nice. But they all said, check your recently deleted folder. It's in there. And I go, okay, that makes sense. And guess if I just didn't have a recently deleted folder? Because I didn't delete the note. The note was still there. I just deleted all the text in it. Okay? So I couldn't recover it. So I was fucking freaking out. I had to go to the post office to mail shit. I was like crying on the way. I was like, I hope it's somewhere. And then just like, I could tell like I was being kind of an asshole at the post office, but like it's not, it, like I hated that too. I was like being really short with them because I was so stressed. Now thinking back, I'm really sad that that happened. It's not like I was being mean, you know? It's not like I was treating them like an Apple Care genius, fucking beating their ass, but you know when you're just like pissed off and you're just like short with people, right? I mean, I'm always short with people. I'm like, you know, I'm under 6 feet, but especially then I was on my knees, really short. And I was like, hey, don't give me any lip. I just deleted some very old notes that are very dear, very near and dear to my heart. So I'm like racking my brain now. I'm like, now, okay, so it's gone. They're all gone. What can I do? And then I remember, I just got this phone. I just got this iPhone 13 that freezes when it opens a fucking note because it's so goddamn old. I got this recently. So I was like, what if, and I still kept my old phone. So I was like, what if it's on my old phone? So I drive home. I'm in such a rush that I leave my car in the post office parking lot and I run home, even though it's much slower. then I get a parking ticket, but, and I plug in my old phone, I open my notes app, and there it is. My note that I needed. So I saved it. I only really missed out on like three new jokes that I was excited about, but I remembered them in my head because they're pretty recent. So W for old Kurt, dude. But dude, that was a fucking worst. That was the worst hour of my life, man. So I've had a pretty good life. you know what I mean? It was like the worst hour of like this year. I mean, it's been a fucking month. Worst night, it was the worst hour I've had in a while. So you should always back up your notes for sure. All right, what should we get into? I didn't have time to look through any advice because I've been renovating. I've been emo property brother on this beat. We could watch this Pinocchio trailer. Have you guys seen that shit? You guys seen the Pinocchio trailer? So this has been going pretty viral. it's been going pretty viral lately, and I hate saying that, but it like kind of has. So they're making a new Pinocchio movie because, you know, there just hasn't been enough Pinocchio. I'm not. There's never enough wooden boys with long noses in Hollywood. You know what I mean? I need that shit all the time. Any movie, put Pinocchio in it, right? But I think this one is interesting because this Pinocchio is being made by like a fucking really, okay, Guillermo del Toro. Guillermo del Toro. Dude, that was the fucking whitest shit that has ever happened. I literally just struggled so hard to say Guillermo. Yeah, can I get the fucking tortillas? When I worked at this restaurant, we had an item on the menu called the Baja Fish Tacos. And guess how many people said Baja Fish Tacos? Just so fucking many. So many. But so Guillermo del Toro is doing a darker version of the classic children's fairy tale of a wooden puppet that transforms into a real living boy. But the trailer is pretty interesting just because of the voice that they're choosing to go with for Pinocchio, but you'll see what I mean.
There you go. Now, what should we name you? Maybe Leonardo. No, he'd grow up to be a turtle who only cares about pizza.
Okay, so in this universe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles exist, which is interesting, because that means like comic books exist, that means television exists in this universe. So I guess these people are like cosplaying being from an older time. I don't know, maybe I'm looking too much into this, but
I don't believe my eyes. Your name will be Pinocchio.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see.
Yeah, so that's why... Dude, this screenshot too. Father. So people are kind of freaking out. Not freaking out, but they're very confused over the voice that they've chosen for this Pinocchio. Which is... you know, warranted. This is kind of, it's a very weird choice. I think people are saying it's Pauly Shore, but I don't know if it actually is, because it doesn't say that on the IMDb. But yeah, it's a very interesting choice that they're doing. Father, when can I go on my own? I have the whole world to see. Yes. Yo, you know what it actually sounds like? You know when you're in like seventh grade, and it was like the funniest thing ever to like do a gay voice, you know, like they do on like South Park and shit, which is like super offensive because like obviously there is no gay voice, right? Actually, that'd be a good show, The Gay Voice. It's like you, dude. I mean, that's super fucked up. But if it's like The Gay Voice, where it's like four celebrities turned around, and then you just hear someone talking behind them, and then you press the button if you think they're gay or something. Hollywood, check it out. You know, there's an idea for you. Even though that's wildly offensive, and you should not do that, because, like I said, there is no gay voice. But that's like what everyone's saying on fucking... But it does sound like that. It sounds like when you're in, like, 13, and you're like, gay is funny. Because I haven't come to terms with my sexuality yet.
are too special, Pinocchio. The world is full of people who could harm you.
The timeless story.
Our last few shows barely had any audience.
We just need to come up with a new act.
Ooh, come on.
Dude, this animation looks so bad. Why does it look like that? Like, it looks like Ghost Story, kind of. Like, it looks low budget.
Coach is headed for the cliff. She's going to fall.
Hold on.
Senorina. Left it.
Are you made of wood? You will become a star, my boy.
I mean, what's the actual... I don't know the real plot. I don't know the original plot for Pinocchio. Like, a guy makes a wooden boy. He comes to life, and then, like, there's a cricket. That's all I know. And then they play cricket. But this one, he's like joining a circus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pinocchio!
Yeah, this is an acrobat. Because like, what if you went to a circus and then you're like sitting up really far and they're like, give it up for Pinocchio, the wooden boy. And you're like, what? And a little boy walks out. He's like clacking around like. And you're like, is he wood? I can't see. Is he made of wood? What do they mean, wooden boy? And he just like sort of walks around. He's like, you like it? You like my little wooden body? You want to touch it?
Like our wooden Romeo is in love with Bella.
Did you seriously think that you and Bella...
There is a fairy. Her name is Lucilda.
Dude,
I'm sure she
can
turn
on?
You into a real boy.
Let's go, Tibble. Great adventures away.
So let me just say, we are halfway through this trailer. I have yet to see his nose grow. That's like his whole thing, right?
Take the adventure.
I did want to.
They really put the no in Pinocchio.
See the world, but I realized she is the most beautiful thing the world has to offer.
Dude, like, this voice acting so bad. No, I realize that she is our best thing to offer.
With no strings attached.
Pinocchio is not just a puppet, he's a miracle.
And miracles are priceless.
That went straight over
Dude,
my
tongue.
Featuring the voices of...
It is Pauly Shore.
I'm made out of high-quality material.
Dude, he hasn't been in... I feel like he hasn't been in anything in so long.
John Heder.
I promise to look after...
John Heder?
...after him at all times.
And Tom Petty.
What the fuck is his cast? I mean, I love it. You got Napoleon Dynamite, SpongeBob, and Pauly Shore in the same movie.
I just need you, Pinocchio.
You'll be a star someday, no doubt.
I think this whole trailer looks
I don't need another
nose.
Human performer. I need a talking puppet.
We'll put on a show that won't soon forget.
Pinocchio, a true story.
Gotcha.
You've only seen my good side.
But now you'll see my bad side.
Slapstick comedy.
Mamma mia.
Dude, they didn't even show his nose getting bigger. I was fucked up. I was robbed, dude. I was robbed. And you know what's even weirder, dude? There is another Pinocchio movie coming out like this year. But it's by Disney, so it's going to be so much better. It's like a live-action Pinocchio with Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis. I can pronounce that one. Good for me. And Robert Downey Jr.'s in it? Dude, that's going to be fucking sick. Like, how many Pinocchios do we need, you know? There's this one that came out 2022. There's fucking this one that is coming out in 2022 as well. I think we're good. I think we're good on Pinocchio movies, okay? It's just so crazy you can go to a movie studio and be like, it was like a big pitch meeting, and they're like, oh, I'm so excited. What's it going to be? And someone walks in, fucking Guillermo del Toro walks in, and he's like, so you know Pinocchio? And they're like, yeah. So that's pretty much it. And they're like, sold. Here's $30 million for you to make your movie. Dude, I'm going insane. I'm like hearing voices and shit. Okay, What do we have? 40 something? Okay. Yeah, we don't have time for advice. Sorry, but that was fun, man. No sound effects. And I held my own. But yeah, man, thank you so much for the support over the years in the podcast. I'm very excited to have this set up now. It's fucking cool, man. I'm really stoked. I'm stoked to see what you guys think about it. So yeah, leave a comment, let me know. And I will see you guys next week. Check out the Patreon. Look out for my YouTube's coming out. And yeah, man. Just thank you so much for the support. Appreciate you. Love you so much. I'll see you next week. Peace out.